Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets opened the new month on the back foot, with the technology complex under particular pressure amid reports that the US government is planning to target a host of big companies in the industry with antitrust and business practice probes. The Dow inched 5 points higher, the S&P 500 eased 0.3%, with communication services, information technology and consumer discretionary the only three primary sectors to close in the red, but dragging the broader index lower. FedEx Corp fell 1.3% towards a three-year low following a weekend report that China is conducting a regulatory investigation after the company diverted packages sent by China-based network equipment giant Huawei to FedEx's headquarters in Memphis rather than being diverted to offices in Asia. The technology-centric Nasdaq slumped 1.6% and entered official correction territory, closing more than 10% below its 29th of April closing high. The FANG group of companies came under pressure from a host of media reports about potential regulatory investigations. In the latest developments in the China-US trade dispute, China's defense minister cautioned that the US couldn't interfere in security disputes concerning the South China Sea and Taiwan. Elsewhere, the New York Times also reported that President Trump contemplated, but later decided against, imposing tariffs on Australia over aluminium imports into the US. In US corporate earnings, jeweler Tiffany & Co. and Salesforce.com Inc. report tonight Australian time. In US economic data, the Institute of Supply Management's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index for May fell to 52.1 from 52.8 in April, the lowest print since October 2016. European markets posted modest gains, Germany's DAX gaining 0.6%. Infineon Technologies fell just over 8% after the semiconductor manufacturer announced a deal to acquire US-based Cypress Semiconductor Corporation. France's CAC rose 0.7%. Economic data released after the markets closed showed that manufacturing activity in the Eurozone contracted for a fourth month in May and at a faster pace. A rebound in heavyweight mining and energy stocks lifted London's FTSE to up 0.3%. The IHS market manufacturing PMI for the UK printed at 49.4 for May versus consensus expectations for a reading of 52.1. Base metals were mostly weaker, however, copper rose 0.5% to just shy of $2.66 a pound after touching a fresh five-month low earlier in the session. Copper prices on the Shanghai Futures Exchange fell to a two-year low. Elsewhere, aluminium fell 1.3%, nickel down 1% and zinc down 2.1%. China's May Caixin manufacturing PMI printed at 50.2 yesterday versus consensus expectations for a reading of 50 and against April's reading of 50.2 as operating conditions improved for the first time in 4 months. Benchmark spot iron ore continued to retreat, down $2.48 or 2.4% to $99.12 a metric tonne. Gold futures rallied for a fourth session, climbing $16.80 to $1,327.90 an ounce, the highest settlement since the 26th of February. Oil prices extended their decline, unwinding earlier session gains as trade concerns overshadowed comments from Saudi Arabia signalling that OPEC, together with Russia, would continue managing global crude supplies to avoid a surplus. WTI settled 25 cents lower at $53.25 a barrel, off an intra-session high of $54.63 a barrel. A settlement below $53.04 for the front-month contract would mark its entry into official bear market territory, defined as a drop of 20% or more from its most recent high, which was US$66.30 a barrel back on the 23rd of April. Brent shed 71 cents to $61.28 a barrel, the lowest settlement for the front-month contract since the 28th of January. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 5.4 basis points to 2.09% to carve out a fresh 21-month low. Citing disappointing economic data, rising odds of a rate cut from the Federal Reserve and escalating trade tensions, JP Morgan cut its year-end target for the 10-year yield to 1.75% from 2.45% previously. Separately, St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard said on Monday that a US interest rate cut may be warranted soon given the rising risk to economic growth posed by global trade tensions. And the Australian dollar rallied, currently buying around 69.76 US cents. A very busy economic calendar today, headlined by the Reserve Bank of Australia, which is widely expected to deliver a 25 basis point interest rate cut when it announces its latest monetary policy decision at 2:30 p.m. Australian time. Elsewhere, the Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe is also scheduled to speak this evening. Retail sales figures for April, first quarter current account data, and the TD Melbourne Institute inflation gauge for May are also on the calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.